Wholesale electricity prices were more than 40% lower last month than a year ago. That's according to new figures from the Central Statistics Office, which also show a significant month-on-month fall. So what can consumers expect from the cost savings in the wholesale market? Well, Paul Dean is Senior Lecturer in Energy at University College Cork. Paul, thanks for taking our call this afternoon. Before we talk about what this might mean for end users, what's going on in the wholesale electricity market that's producing these very significant falls?
Yeah, this is very welcome news, Brian. Thankfully, this is four consecutive months now that wholesale electricity prices have fallen. Now, it's more to do about what's happening outside of Ireland rather than what's happening in Ireland. And some of it is down to good planning and some of it is actually down to good luck on the planning aspects. The European Union has been very successful, I suppose, in attracting new LNG cargoes into Europe. And that has compensated, I suppose, for a big, huge shortfall from the pipeline gas coming from Russia over the last year, which we've all heard about. And the other element, Brian, which is essentially comes down to look, it's been an incredibly mild winter in Europe. It's been an incredibly mild spring. And that's important for gas prices, Brian, because it means that there's less demand for heating. When there's less demand for heating, there's more gas to go around. And because we generate about half of our electricity from gas in Ireland and we purchase that on international markets, those impacts are really important for us. And they're, I suppose, the two key drivers on why wholesale electricity prices have been falling over the last 4 months.
What then can consumers expect? When might we begin to see it in those quarterly bills?
So while this is good news today, we must also, of course, manage our expectations. Prices are still about three times higher than normal. That's for wholesale electricity prices. But look, if the weather stays as it is and if there is no physical interruption of gas coming into Europe, we should expect to see these wholesale prices passed into our consumer bills over the next 6 to 8 weeks. And that would be very welcome, I think, considering the incredibly high prices that we're all paying.
And would you expect that the reductions will be of the order of the sort of figures that we're reporting today, well into double digits?
And again, so this is about managing expectations, Brian, keeping in mind that prices are still about three times higher than normal. Any expectations, I think, that will be any reductions that will be passed to consumers, I expect them to be small at the start, maybe in the region of 10 to 20%. What a lot of suppliers are still very worried about is the upcoming winter. If we get a bad cold winter, if there's physical interruptions in gas coming into Europe, we could see prices increase again, and that would be terribly unfortunate.
So there's still some uncertainty around security of supply into 2023-24.
There has. You look, and last year, I suppose, the headlines, Brian, were dominated by the flow of Russian gas into Europe, and that had a huge impact on the volatility of electricity prices that we are all seeing. Now, as Russia has reduced their flows into Europe, so too has that political leverage that they have has diminished. And really, what will determine the prices that we all pay for electricity in Ireland now, over the next maybe 2 to 3 years, will be two things. Number one will be the global economy and how the demand for gas is impacting that. And number two, the weather. The weather is going to have a huge impact from here on in. If we have extreme weather in terms of very cold over winter or extreme drought over summer, those things tend to put upward pressure on natural gas prices. And again, because Ireland, we generate most of our electricity from natural gas, that translates from markets and unfortunately into our pockets.
All right. For the moment, Paul Dean from University College Cork, thank you very much for that. After the break, we'll be hearing the latest from Ukraine on the battle for the city of Bakhmut.